Hey folks, welcome to the show. Hey Sharad, today I'm in particular very excited because the product offering of our guest is something that I'm sure all of us have thought of at some point in time. We all have been students for I think half of our lives. We're not that old. And throughout that journey, you know, be it from coaching to getting admission in a place where we really like to go, but financially it's going to be a large burden. We have always thought of how to finance it.
And it's also the business that we like the most. It's a business that's heavily represented on our podcast channel as well, which is a core underwriting or core lending.
Absolutely, yeah. Fintech, but fintech, which probably everyone should be able to understand and appreciate. So, it gives me great pleasure to welcome Bibhu Prasad Das, founder of Propelled. Bibhu, welcome to the show. I'll give you a bit of context before we kick off. Bibhu, obviously, you come from IIT Madras, you were at IIM Calcutta, you are a financial services person yourself. You spent some time in Credit Suisse. You also spent some time in infra project financing. And then I think Propelled has been going on for the last 6.5, 7 years. And Propelled is a Bangalore-based fintech into this domain of education lending. And you're a Series B funded company backed by Westbridge, Stellaris, India Quotient. And we saw that your main offering is you do personalized loan products based on, the courses, end use and borrowers profile. Your focus is on tier 2, tier 3 cities. All that is great. You know, we won't spend any time on the Indian education market or the Indian education lending market. I think we are all sold on the notion that it's a very large market. We have around 300 million plus students in the country. 120 billion of annual spending is going on in education all the way from, secondary, higher, coaching, after school, before school. We know the, and obviously, there's a large influx of Indian students going abroad also. What we'd like to know is, if I am a student or I am a potential borrower for Propelled, what is the criteria you look at, while kind of engaging with me at any level? And obviously that would be tied well with also trying to understand which part of the student journey Propelled intervenes into. I think that might be a good framework to kick off this conversation.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nikhil Sharad, for inviting me on this show. And thanks for the lovely introduction that you have given. Yes, Indian education market is quite big enough and it does not need a justification to say, yes, it is big enough. It's quite evident that it is big enough and a lot of money flows there. On top of it, the fees at the individual level, at an individual customer level, as they've been doing at a far greater pace than what the inflation rate in the country has been. And no matter COVID, no matter financial depression, the education fees keep on growing. So that's a constant march forward. We believe that till a few years back, the fees were at a stage where people could still fund it out of their own asset savings or money they had put aside. But the increasing trend has put the fees at a point where increasingly customers are finding it difficult to fund the education fees. And it is true across the ecosystem. Like broadly, we divide the education ecosystem into three segments. One is the gateway segment, one is the higher education segment, and the third part is the supplementary or the segment which supports K-12 and the higher education, mostly coaching, test preparation, and all this space come there. And the fee trends have increased across the board. So it is not like only one type of fees is increasing. Everyone has increased their fees. Even if you are putting if you have a small kid and you are putting them into prep, the fees have become crazy, to be honest. Like if we compare it to our times, it is just crazy increase. So yeah. So that is the case with the ecosystem. How we went about solving for it is was in a way defined by the ecosystem, by the type of liability partners that we had and such. So initially when we started building out Propel, the three co-founders did not have much experience in retail lending. So it was very difficult to convince lenders to design products and come into a segment which had traditionally given high NPAs. Mm-hmm. So the public sector banks and all which had gone into that segment had faced high NPA levels and they were reluctant to take a bet on newbies like who had no credit experience, no risk experience, no retail lending experience and believe in their credit and collections and take things forward. So the type of products we could get from them was slightly smaller ticket size loans and a smaller tenure. So we could not actually, so if you look at the three segments, we could not go after the higher education market where the fees were quite large and the tenure requirement by the students has to be also longer. But we could go after the K-12 and the supplementary segment. We went after the supplementary segment first because in K-12, we believe that the parents were taking a long-term bet on teaching their kids for 10 to 12 years. They have taken the money aside to ensure that it's an annual expense and they can pay for it. Mm-hmm. So the requirement of loan would be more in supplementary, which are more shorter tenure expense products. That's how we took it.
And in that, sorry, just one clarification. In that K-12 segment, the borrower is the parent, right? Typically, it's not going to be the student. But I guess in the sort of secondary education, does the borrower become the student?
In the higher education, yes, you are correct. So the fees are quite large. Parents who can pay for it, they can pay for it.
Okay.
The parents who cannot pay for it, they are given moratorium and then the repayments start after the study period and the students pay back the EMI of the fees.
Yes.
But that is not true in case of K-12 and the supplementary space. In India, parents spend for almost 23 years of your life on your education. Mm-hmm. And it's very dissimilar to European and American markets where parents don't fund you to after, I think, secondary. After the age of 18, you are supposed to take care of your own expenses. But in India, that is not true.
Yeah, but it's also probably not true because there were no avenues to finance it, right? I mean, that's one of the problem statements that you're addressing, right? Yeah.
Yes. So that is the key reason. So there are not many financial options. But apart from that, it is also a mentality thing. Like in India, parents are more closely involved in the expenses and the living of the students also. They're far more closely connected than
I think this show can very easily go into the, you know, the benefits, the perks and the harms of excessive parental involvement. Anyways, but yeah, please.
Yes, continue. It is there. So still, Indian families think that bachche ka padhai is their
responsibility.
Apni responsibility. Most parents think, and I think the current generation has started going away from that belief, but it's still there.
But beech-beech mein cherry pick karke, they bring it back. As per subject to convenience.
Yes, exactly. So the segment that we started off was the supplementary space. The type of where we fit into the customer journey is the point where the sale is being made by the institute to the student. So we don't do a B2C sort of, we don't have a B2C sort of approach in the supplementary space. We tie up with the education institutes. We have some.
So when you say institute here, it will be like coaching centers, online platforms, and so on.
Professional scaling.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And it's like a partner-led model. So you kind of go through them in terms of it becomes like an embedded feature of sorts, right, in their offering.
Yes, it's an embedded feature, but it functions very differently. To the Flipkarts and the other e-commerce sites.
I understand. It can't be like a BNPL, like plug and play. The problem is embedded has been now, you know, where as soon as one says embedded, wo fir that visualization comes in. Yeah.
Right. Jo buying decisions hai na, aap wo website pe le lete hai. Like if you want to buy a fridge or TV or something.
Correct.
Yahan pe aisa nahi hota. You speak to someone.
Consultation.
Convinces you ki haan, aapke bachche ke liye sahi hai. So it is more of a sales-driven process rather than a online information-based decision-making.
Understood.
So the embedding works in a slightly different way. You need to have a tool which integrates into the CRM tools of the institute.
Right.
So that CS people can utilize your tool to provide you leads of the customers that are interested in that.
Interesting.
The thoda lecture.
Got it.
So, people, just to understand, like, this is very interesting. And when you look at sort of the K-12 segment where the parents are or the guardians are the borrower, right? That seems like a type of underwriting where you have a lot of data points because presumably parents have regular income and there's a cash flow profile that's already there on which you can probably underwrite, and there are models for that. But when it comes to the competitive or secondary education side of thing, there again, the borrower is the person who's probably never earned a single buck, right? So you're essentially completely underwriting on future risk profile.
So there I would differ a bit. In the supplementary space also, a lot of our underwriting
is on the parents. Is on the parents only, right?
It is on the parents, but most of the time, Indian people, the credit penetration is still very low. Mm-hmm. Like CIBIL score is not there for most people, and even if UPI penetration has increased, many of the people won't have much online transaction per se. They still mm-hmm. transact in cash. Like the type of people we are giving loans to, if you take their bank statements or you try to tap into their mobile messages, you will not get much insights into their earning and spending pattern.
Correct.
So one way we take the bet on the end use. Basically, let's say, for example, we have tied up with Alin or Akash for IITJ or medical training. A person has flown down from, let's say, Chhattisgarh or Raipur or some city where their parents are based out of. Maybe he's a farmer, maybe he's a SME owner, small scale, or a shop owner or something like that. So it will be very difficult if I am asking them to give me documentary proof of their income.
Yes.
So there we take a more of a bet on the Akash Allen's filtration criteria first, that they would not take in all people who come to them.
Right.
So they have some tests and they understand whether the student will be able to follow that course.
Yeah.
We take a slight bet on the student that he is good enough to complete the course. So if he is going to complete the course, then we are going to get back our repayment from the parents.
Yeah.
So the major risk that we face there is not about parents' ability to pay. Because if a person has decided ki uska kid Akash as in my medical ya engineering coaching dega, so he has made arrangement. The only problem you face is the student is not able to follow the course, or he does not like the course and he chooses to drop out.
Yeah.
Then parents feel that, why should I pay for it? Even if it's a loan, they equate the loan to the course fee payment sort of thing.
Yeah.
So that makes sense
when the parent is the borrower, right? But what if the subject, the borrower, is the same person who's sort of enrolled in that program? What I'm essentially trying to get is, how do you sort of model that risk, right? Because there is a much bigger bet. You're betting on a person's ability to convert that success in the coaching institute into a job, into a stream of cash flows.
No. In coaching, we don't do that. And there are a lot of upskilling courses that we do, where the borrower himself is the person who has enrolled to upskill themselves. So there, but their underwriting does not play a key part, to be honest. We take into account the type of institute and courses that are being offered to the student and whether there has been any mis-selling involved in that. When I say mis-selling, whether the course is apt for that student.
Sure.
So that is all that matters, because most of the students are salaried. Yes, they don't have a credit score, but they are salaried. They are 2 or 3 months of joining the job or 1 year of joining the job. They are salaried. They have an income. They can pay back the money. And they are tech savvy also. They understand that if I have a loan, so I should not default on loan. So upskilling, we have those issues more than anything, to be very frank. The point that you are making plays a very key role in higher education.
Sure.
So where we have been going deeper into since the last year. So we have a very different approach, I would say, to underwriting, where we take a personal interview of the student to basically understand. So we don't work in the tier one colleges. Tier one colleges, there is a large penetration of the public sector banks who are open to giving loans there. tier 2, tier 3 colleges.
You don't do foreign also, I imagine.
We don't do foreign.
Interesting. So, because everyone piggybacks on the institute only, in that space as of now. So, you are consciously going in tier 2, tier 3, where it's a, where there is a basically a, there's lack of data.
So, वहाँ पे हम लोग एक 30 minutes का interview setup पहले करते हैं to gauge the employability of the student. Getting the employability of the student, हम लोग अभी believe करते हैं is a subjective call. हम लोग कुछ communication skills देखते हैं, कुछ analytical skills देखते हैं, basic things देखते हैं. We don't look at technical knowledge per se. We just want to understand उसके analytical, basic analytical skills हैं, problem solving skills हैं. Does he understand what questions are being asked? Basic communication skills. On top of that, the last thing we look at is building. Does he understand what he wants to do? Does he know what are the steps he needs to take to get there? So these are some of the features.
But this is interesting. So, I mean, is this one of the factors in your model there? Or you don't look at the like placement track record of the institute?
No, we look at. So the placement track records and everything. They are categorized into separate categories of institutes. A category, B category, C category, let's say, broadly. In each category, we have a confidence level of what is the placement probability of that particular person. The interview will just change the probabilities. If a person is in B category institute, but the interview experience is good, then you will be bumped up to an A category average student. So those things happen. So the quality of the institute matters, the quality of the student matters, the parents also.
But I guess the quality of the institute is more of a fixed parameter, right? I mean, it changes gradually. I'm sure it changes over time, but not it's not very real time, right? The quality of the student is...
It will change once in a year or so.
But
the other two pieces are probably key ingredients to pricing the loan, right? Or is it just for qualifying whether it's...
Pricing the loan is not the right way of looking at it. So there are two earning parties into an education loan, the parents and the student. So what sort of weightage should be given to the student's earning comes from this interview and the category of college and course that is stepping into. The earning capacity of the parent is taken separately. So both of them together decide what type of loan amount should be given, because what sort of EMIs they will be fine with, what sort of step up EMI should be there, and all those things. So all those things come into that.
So parents' earning potential role is in there in every lending product you have. Like, is there any product which does not get tied to parents' potential?
So yes, actually, the view we are currently taking in the market is that the fees have increased by leaps and bounds in the last 2 years. The starting income of the students, to be honest, have not increased at that
rate. Yes.
So if I start giving the standard education loan product that banks do with a moratorium built in and no payment coming in, the sort of EMIs that the students have to pay will tie them into the loan for almost 10 to 12 years minimum. Yeah. And we don't believe that is a good product out there. We believe that fees have increased. So now parents have to step in to pay a portion of their fees, and the students can pay a portion of their fees. So based on what is the potential income of the student and taking a haircut on that and what is the FOIR that they will be comfortable with, we design the EMIs for post-morat like that. The rest of the loan has to be repaid to some extent by the parents.
Okay.
So, it's a parent plus student model that we follow. So, in good colleges, where the student potential is large, there we don't need the parent. So, it automatically builds into the model. And we don't do it that way. We always have a parent.
Understood. And all of them are unsecured products?
All of them are unsecured products.
So, if you have to like bucket the product offering, right, you obviously look at like supplementary category, right? Be it coaching, etc. You look at upskilling. Then now you are lately also going into the higher education domain. But like your bread and butter right now would be the first bucket? First and second, probably?
Yes. First and second. The third space has been started in the last 1 year. So it requires a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Knowledge about that ecosystem is it's not that great, to be honest, in the market. So we cannot take inputs from someone because most people have not done it. So getting inputs or understanding that ecosystem requires a lot of time and investment into understanding.
Because it's tier 2, tier 3. Probably tier 1 and offshore is...
Tier 1 is standardized, so it is understandable.
So that's how probably you're different from someone like Leap Finance, right? Who are looking at like maybe offshore, foreign and tier 1.
Leap Finance, so the difference between the offshore-focused players and us is that... offshore focused player mein jo people who are coming there, who want their kids to be educated abroad, most of them, they are very well off compared to the type of customer segments we are dealing with.
Yeah.
We are dealing with sons of vegetable vendor owners. We are dealing with sons of chicken shop owners. We are dealing with sons of farmers, where they are looking to get a basic level domestic education. Underwriting them where there is no data is far more difficult. And Leaf Finance and all, they have. They will be either good salaried or they will be rich businessmen. If Leaf Finance does not work, then they can dispose of some assets.
Unka TGO 30-40 million hai. Right?
Unka hai. Matlab wo kafi comfortable wale. So like, hamare comparison mein wo bahut comfortable.
Right. And aapke case mein, like in these three buckets, can you give us some sense of what kind of average ticket size and loan tenures you look at? Like be it coaching, be it upskilling. And obviously, higher education is new, I understand. But like, what's the classic?
Now, higher education, mein online, we have started some 2-3 years back.
Got it.
So, online wala, humare paas kafi volume hai.
Hmm.
But offline wala, we have started in the last 1.5 years.
Hmm.
To give you sense of the ticket sizes, and supplementary, the ticket sizes will be somewhere between 1 to 1.5 lakhs.
Got
so, Alan Akash ka coaching ka fees bhi thoda kafi jyada hai compared to what we used to pay. I think my time paid was 40,000. For 1 year.
Yeah.
Now it is almost 1.2 lakhs or
1.5
lakhs.
Right.
Wahan pe utna hai. Phir upskilling mein aate hi, it goes from somewhere around 1 lakh to 2-2.5 lakhs sort of
thing. And when you do like 1 lakh, when you say 1 lakh includes any down payment or like you do 100%?
Rehta hai. I think 1-2 down payment because they have a registration fee, most of these institutes. Right. So that is non-refundable in nature. So if I give it in the form of a loan, it will create some issues with the customers.
Yeah. Got it. Understood.
So, wahan pe thoda down payment rahega. I think 10-20,000 ka kuch registration fees rahega, and that will be the down payment.
Right.
In upskilling, it will, like I said, 1 lakh start okay, 2-2.5 lakh tak bhi jata hai.
Right.
There are smaller ticket size, but loan ka fir value nahi rehta. We don't do much smaller ticket size loan. 75 se start hota. मतलब हमारा स्टार्ट होता है मतलब करते हैं थोड़े थोड़े 40-50,000 आल्सो बट द की फोकस इज बियॉन्ड 75,000 1 लाख
राइट व्हाट इज द टेन्योर फॉर सच अ टिकट साइज
सो इन सप्लीमेंटरी मोस्ट ऑफ आवर प्रोडक्ट्स आर जीरो कॉस्ट इन नेचर सो इट वर्क्स लाइक अ बजाज फिनसर्व प्रोडक्ट तो वहां पे 10-12 महीने का रहता है इट्स अ कन्वीनियंस प्रोडक्ट पीपल हैव दैट मनी वी जस्ट आर एक्सटेंडिंग द कन्वीनियंस टू देम लाइक आराम से पे कर लीजिए in upskilling
so usme your revenue comes from the institute side
yes
right okay. So you don't make any interest income on that
we don't make separate interest income from the customers for customers it will become a zero cost but
it kind of obviously gets baked in
it's just like how Bajaj all the zero cost products in Flipkart and Amazon
theek.
Very similar to that
right
in the upskilling bit the ticket sizes are larger and the type of income that people have will be slightly in the 30,000 to 50,000, 60,000. So it becomes difficult to pay these fees upfront.
Mm.
So typical tenures will be around 18 to 24 months sort of period and around 1 lakh to 2.5 lakh range.
But obviously, you are now, I mean, from upskilling where I think more focus is on the parent end. In supplementary, in upskilling, the lens is a bit more on the core user, correct?
On the student after he has passed out. Okay. So I'm looking at both extremes,
correct.
And then I'm coming to the middle. Basically.
Correct. And you don't like, isme koi parent assets wagera ka kuch nahi hai. You don't like do all of that, right? It's all.
We are taking bet on the profile of the customer.
Got it.
And whether it's the right fit to take that upskilling course. We don't want people. Jiska kuch fayda nahi hoga, wo baith ke upskilling kar rahe hain to just get into a job which they believe can happen.
Understood.
So that is the second part. Wahan pe tenures will be around 18 to 24 months. Ticket sizes, like I said. third segment is the higher education. So online wale segments hai, in higher education, like distance learning has come in quite a big way in the last few years after AICT made that announcement that private universities can also give distance learning, like a proper BCom, BBA course. From MIT, you can get sitting at home, basically. MIT or LPU at such place. There are some 10-15 colleges which have been given that year. That is one part. The other part is the likes of UpGrad, Great Learning, where they are tying up with a foreign university and enabling that entire course, where the degree that you get is from that particular foreign university. Right. So that is also a degree. That is an add-on degree that you take up. So, yahan sab mein the ticket sizes will start from somewhere around 2 lakhs can go off to 5 lakhs sort of thing online.
Interesting.
And the tenures will start at around 24 months and will go up to 4-5 lakhs. Offline, it starts from 5 lakhs, almost 4 to 5 lakhs fees. Right. And it can go up to 15-20 if you are taking MBBS 50 lakhs.
And the moratoriums are typically for high.
So moratoriums are there, but we typically don't give the full moratorium options. So we have not given it. We have given it to very few students, to be very frank. We want the repayment behavior to start from day zero, like I said. And the second part is the fees have increased to such an extent, if I give full moratorium, the EMIs that will be due, the students won't be able to do.
Right.
So because of these two reasons, go for a mixed sort of model where you at least make the interest payment from day zero. Or if you want to make life easier for your kids, then you slightly make higher payments during the study period itself. So all those things get picked up.
It probably also impacts the book's IRR, I guess, right?
It does not actually. If I give moratorium, I make more money because my principal outstanding is not depleting over time. So if I give the 5 lakh rupee with morat, that's why banks like giving morat options, to be honest. Like on the same loan, in morat and non-morat options, you make more money. Because the interest starts, interest on interest starts building up, right? There is no principal depletion that is happening. So it starts building up. So the amount of money that you need to make as an overall interest payment on the loan
that will be
increases quite a bit, to be very frank.
What's the let's talk a bit about the business model, Bihu, in the sense that when you are you an NBFC, do you lend from your own books, you have partner lenders, you kind of act like a DSA, and you have a take rate, like how what's the would be very helpful to
these things were defined by the ecosystem for us, to be very frank. In the initial stages, we found it very difficult to raise equity capital. Who is going to take a bet on people who have no experience in credit risk and creating something in a new ecosystem? So, it was difficult to raise both equity capital and debt capital. So, to ensure that we are able to survive, I would say, we chose the option, which was more of a DSA sort of model.
Right.
Where we will earn a fixed fees and we will prove that market and then we will have our own book and the ecosystem starts believing in us or trusting us that we can do a better job.
And I guess, I mean, there are some very specific lenders who kind of go into this domain, right? I mean, especially, I mean, because you're looking at unsecured, right? So, usme toh, you'll be looking at like what, HDFC, Credilar, Incred types of guys? Yeah, or...
So, they are all abroad players. So, the type of customer segment, the type of underwriting they do is very, very different from what we are doing.
So, who are your lenders in the beginning?
We tied up with very small lenders initially. I think you may not have heard of them. Very small lenders, 25-30 crores of AUM.
Interesting.
Because those were the ones who wanted to grow their business. So they agreed to tie up. That was the first stepping stone. Then the bigger lenders started coming in. The last three lenders, all our lenders are AAA, AA rated, big, with almost combined AUM of 80-90,000 crores. And
but these are NBFCs, banks?
NBFCs primarily.
Got it.
And when the initial guys, sort of the smallish, you were saying when they had small books, what kind of IRRs or APRs were they expecting on their sort of their investment? Was there a hurdle rate that they used to ask, you know, what are you pricing it at so that I get my whatever 10-15%, whatever the number is? What was that number? I mean, out of curiosity.
It is very old thing. We started up back in 2018-19.
Yeah,
I think. So, most time, it was very low. Some were charging a 17-18%, some were charging up to 23-24% also.
Because they'll probably adjust for their FX swings as well.
No, not FX. It was just bargaining power. They had more bargaining power. We were untested blokes in the market. So, we wanted to prove that the desperation was from our side, not from theirs.
But actually, it's lower than what I thought, you know. I would have expected even higher.
18-20% was a bare minimum. But for them to get 18%, you probably... trying to shepherd in at least 22-23-24%, right? Instead of
25-26%, otherwise, equity bhi nahi tha na. I could not burn my money. Yeah. So I had to somehow make things work from the earning that I was making from that.
Yeah.
So, it was a difficult starting point to be frank.
But the good thing is that, when you create a lending book, not a lot of people have the ability to start doing it from wholesale debt from day one. A lot of people start building their businesses by underwriting of equity and then gradually become big. And
so we did not have the equity also. So my problem was twofold. Neither had debt, neither had equity. So that was a problem, but yes. So that was the DSA model we started off, but DSA model did not work out because the lenders did not have product exposure to this segment. Mm-hmm. So the type of credit underwriting that was being done, that was provided to us was a underwriting that most of the lenders call out for personal loan.
Mm.
And that loan, that customer behaves in a very different way. Yahan pe end use controlled hota hai, kyunki hum direct fees institute ke account mein dete hain. There is a sort of pressure from the institute. There is a support that institute gives us if a student is not attending or student is saying, I will not pay back the money. Or parents are saying, I don't want to pay back the money. So the institutes help us in collections and also. They took the lens of a personal loan player which could not work out for us. So, DSA model could not work out. So, we moved from a DSA model to an FLDG sort of model. Where we will do the underwriting. We will do everything. You just provide the capital. If there are NPAs, then we will bear the risk.
Okay.
And at that point of time, we had raised a small round, I would say, of around $2 million. And we started the FLDG with...
And this is obviously, this is before the digital norms came, right? In terms of FLDG. So you, what was...
came in last year.
Aap kitna le rahe the exposure, classic, apne usme, on the FLDG end? Ab to 5% pe capped hai na?
Abhi to 5% pe capped hai. Jab humne start kiya tha, tab humare 15-20% tak liquid tha.
Right.
Since after that, we have proved our ability to underwrite things better than what they have done. So for all the lenders, I believe we would be there premium partners. No matter, even if we are partnered with big AAA lenders who have partnered with all the big players in the ecosystem doing hundreds of crores every month, we will still be the best NPA performance portfolio. We believe that. I think the feedback has to be taken from the lenders, but we believe we will be one of the premium portfolios that they have taken. We always had that in my mind, that for a lending model to succeed in education, we want to break the barriers that people have in their heads. Ye ganda portfolio hai, yahan pe NPA jyada hota hai, then you need to give them a performance that is not heard of.
Best in class.
Best in class.
I just wanted, I know you touched on it loosely, but collections, right? I mean, for programs, for loan durations, which is 12 months or which tie up with the term length of the program itself, then I guess the heavy lifting on the collection side is done by the institution. Like you said, but what about the loan?
Not the heavy lifting. Heavy lifting is done by us.
So what? How do you manage that? Do you have a call center for it? Or like, how does that team work?
We have the entire... So India is a collection-led lending ecosystem, to be very frank. Not a
nicely put.
Yeah. So, wo bhi humne realize kiya. Hum jab start kiya tha, humne lag raha tha, main bas credit filtering kar dunga, main achche log le aunga, to apne aap paise aane lag jayenge. But that is not true, actually. हमने रियलाइज किया है थोड़ा कलेक्शन एफर्ट लगता ही है सो वी हैव एन इन हाउस टेलीकॉलिंग टीम वी हैव एन ऑन ग्राउंड कलेक्शंस टीम वी हैव एजेंसी टाई अप बट द मोस्ट क्रिटिकल पार्ट ऑफ द कलेक्शन टीम इज एन इंस्टीट्यूट लियाजिंग टीम दैट वी हैव विद इन द कलेक्शन टीम सो मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम हमारा जो इश्यूज होता है विद रीपेमेंट इट इज नॉट बिकॉज पेरेंट्स के पास पैसे नहीं है या फिर वो देना नहीं चाहते वैसा नहीं है इट इज बिकॉज दे हैव सम इश्यूज विद द इंस्टीट्यूट And they're taking it out on us.
Yeah.
Basically.
They don't make the demarcation na ki like
they don't.
For them,
they don't.
Institute and you are synonymous, right?
Yeah. So mere bachche ko acche se nahi padhaya, main kyun paise
de? Got it.
So वो सब चीजों के लिए हमारा एक लिएजिंग टीम टाइप्स रहता है व्हिच कांस्टेंटली इंटरेक्ट्स विद द इंस्टीट्यूट्स टू रिजॉल्व एनी कॉन्फ्लिक्ट्स दैट द स्टूडेंट्स और द पेरेंट्स आर हैविंग विद द इंस्टीट्यूट. दैट इज द की कॉर्नरस्टोन ऑफ आवर एनपीए बीइंग अंडर कंट्रोल. इफ आई वुड हैव रन इट लाइक अ स्टैंडर्ड कलेक्शन प्रोसेस आई थिंक माय एनपीएस वुड हैव बीन फार हायर देन व्हाट वी आर सीइंग राइट नाउ.
So if you think in another way, you are making the educational institutions much more efficient or much more better at pleasing the parents of the students, right? I mean, if you're stepping into a sort of it's almost a qualitative role, right?
Like customer resolution.
Karna padega aapko, because we are financing a service. We're not financing a product. Product ka kya hota hai jab aapko pata hota hai what you are getting into or what you are buying. सर्विस का आपको पहले पे करके बाद में पता चलता है उसका क्वालिटी क्या है. एंड इट इज वेरी सब्जेक्टिव. द सेम टीचर कैन टीच वन स्टूडेंट वेरी नाइसली बट अनदर स्टूडेंट मे नॉट लाइक द वे दैट टीचर इज टीचिंग. वेरी सब्जेक्टिव थिंग. सो द इंस्टीट्यूट्स आर प्रोवाइडिंग अ सर्विस. सो व्हाट वी आर रिक्वेस्टिंग द इंस्टीट्यूट्स टू डू इज बेसिकली टेक अ सॉर्ट ऑफ सर्विस गारंटी ऑन इट. लाइक कि मेरा जो सर्विस है वो अच्छा है. अगर मेरा सर्विस अच्छा नहीं है तो आई विल टेक स्टेप्स टू remedy that. That's all we are asking. Because product mein warranties hota hai, so institutes give some sort of backing ki humne service diya, bola hai to dunga. That's what we are looking.
But is there like some sort of stop loss arrangement with the institutes, or is this is all soft push and
stop loss bhi rehta hai.
Yeah. Because they must be having some minimum obligations na, which they need to fulfill, right? Wo sab to aapka baked in.
Because there are institutes which will crash and burn. Very frank, like in the last 3 to 4 years, we would have seen a lot of people getting funding, running their education institutes, and suddenly shutting shop and not being able to continue their services. But loans to chalte rahenge, right? So in such cases, we take some sort of comfort from the institutes that ki agar kuch gadbad hota hai, to I have something to take care of that.
And this is probably more relevant to the third bucket, right? That you have sabse zyada. Not the higher education.
Higher education, my universities don't care. Universities won't give all such sort of soft guarantees or something. They will help us.
Oh, so you're talking about supplementary. You're talking about like coaching institutes and stuff. वहाँ पे risk है. Interesting. I thought वो तो.
They're not a regulated entity as such. वहाँ पे है.
Interesting.
Education may take care of it on their own because mostly the parents know what they are getting into. Right. They are getting into get a degree out of that. They don't have any false expectations of placements or something. So we ensure that in our interview. So we pick and choose parents who don't have any misconceptions in their head about what they were getting into when they are taking the course or something. But when you look at the supplementary space, there can be some levels of mis-selling that can happen at you. Maybe you must have heard about it in the last few years about some of the selling practices of education.
But they're much more competitive as well, right?
I was just curious, like for you, like vetting the institutes, right? I mean, do you like how do you look at your TG? You look at your TG in the sense that wherever I know financing can be done, I go there first and then institute part will be figured out later. Or you are like, no, I have my impaneled institutes or impaneled centers. There is some quality threshold that has been looked at there.
We do a basic verification check. Teachers ठीक ठाक हैं, कितने सालों से पढ़ा रहे हैं, बच्चों का.
So पूरा partner led है सारा जो.
हाँ, it is partner led, not. Supplementary was that way.
Right.
Upskilling was that way.
Yeah.
Higher education is not that
way. Not that way. So like in higher education, like do you have some other criteria like, okay, government setup, mein, if the student is going, then it's a better thing for me rather than a private college. Like,
do you? No. Sabke data nikalte hain.
Right.
Categorization hoga.
Right.
Student ka interview liya jayega. We believe ki bachcha achcha hai, to
wo nikal lega.
Maar lega. Wo fight maarne wala hona chahiye. Achcha bhi nahi chahiye. We don't want him to be very good in technical skills or
driven,
something.
Driven.
Should be ready to put in the hard work to get to where he wants.
But the course matters though, right? I mean, is someone getting a master's in, let's say, computer
science? Yeah, STEM program hai, ye wo sab thoda.
So, what jo institute rating hota hai, so it is not an institute rating per se, it's the institute plus course rating.
So, you know, considering you're so closely linked to the education market, are if we were to ask you like general trends in terms of where you're seeing the demand come from, or, you know, even a high level view on how the economic outlook is, or what jobs, what courses are going to lead to what kind of jobs. Are there any interesting insights that you see? Like, are people are taking a lot of, I don't know, political science, or less of more of AI engineering? Like, are there any read-throughs that have surprised you in the last, let's say, 5-6 years?
Definitely. Otherwise, after NPA, more perspective. If you don't know where people are headed in 1 year's time, then be ready to take a lot of loss.
Yeah.
So, there were quite surprising trends. So, till now, we have been decent enough to recognize those trends before those trends took place. Like, for example, we were a part of that journey. All the institutes which were offering tech-focused courses for developers, jo front-end, back-end developers, and all those things. So, we wrote that. At that time, AI pe hum log itna bullish the nahin. Humne kiya hai to AI nahin bolunga, data science. Data science was also, people were a lot of bullish there. But humme uska employability pe thoda ye tha, kam effort tha. So, we did not go very aggressive in that space, data science space. We only tied up with the premier institutes, not the long tail. But coding mein jaise we tied up with everyone that was ready to tie with us. So we took that bet. Last year mein jaise ki hume 12 months se thoda lag raha hai ki the tech space mein thoda hiring kam ho raha hai. So, some of the students started complaining ki job nahi lag raha hai, or they're not able to get. So we are now taking a more controlled approach to it. Maybe the things have not happened. Maybe tech hiring is going on okay, I would say. But hume lag raha hai ki thoda aage problem ho sakta hai. So we take those bets. So engineering mein hum log thoda kam growth dekh rahe hain compared to other. BTech was increasing like crazy. We believe it is in a declining growth phase. I will not say it is not growing, but it is in a declining growth phase. And engineering is a thoda interest at trial. People are going into more generalist courses.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I guess these parallels, jo higher education or supplementary, mein, they must be kind of resonating in both, right? I imagine like supplementary, maybe you must be looking more at like, you know, IIT, IIM, UPSC type, right? That kind of, I'm a bit interested in the upskilling part, because there the universe is very wide, right? I mean, there it can be very, very specific also. Usme, what are you seeing?
Upskilling mein online jo degrees hote hai na, uska demand hume lag raha hai badhega.
Okay. People choose not to like do it online.
So basically, people who are going into, let's say, a tier 2, tier 3 college in a tier 2, tier 3 city.
Right.
Where people don't know the name of the college and what the output is going to be. If they are able to, let's say, get a course from MIT. It's a BCom degree.
Right.
So they will choose for that. And we believe that is an upward trend. Agar aap bahar ja nahi pa rahe, itna kharcha karna nahi chahte hain, and India mein koi achhi college mein, because India mein supply demand gap is very high.
But I understand, like, you are involved from a financing standpoint, but in terms of outcomes, do you see equivalency ki bhi main MIT mein physically ja ke pad raha hun, ya fir main kisi dur shahar mein hun aur main MIT ka online course kar raha hun, and I'm getting some certification or degree. Do you see any big delta in my career trajectory? Yeah, you think he's synonymous hai? I mean, this is a comment on your partners, not on you, to be fair.
So for me, okay, let me take a step back. Online mediums have not worked, we believe will not work out well for kids. Kids, when I say, jab aap KG se leke 12 tak, wahan pe logon ko thoda peet-peet ke padhana padta hai.
Yes.
Waisa hai ki, हमें लगता है कि वहां पे द ऑफलाइन इज गोइंग टू बी द कोर थीसिस, ऑनलाइन विल ऑलवेज बी ऐड ऑन. मतलब आप फिजिक्स वाला ले सकते हैं, आप बाकी जो ऑनलाइन वेदांतु है, और या फिर अन एकेडमी के ऑनलाइन पार्ट्स है, दे विल ऑलवेज बी एन ऐड ऑन टू योर ऑफलाइन मोड ऑफ कम्युनिकेशन. बट जैसे लोग थोड़े बड़े हो जाते हैं ना, वो थोड़ा मोर
देन दे आर मोटिवेटेड, करियर
पे फोकस हो जाते हैं.
right.
तो जैसे यूपीएससी एस्पिरेंट्स को जब हम फंड करते हैं, वो ऑनलाइन में भी पोस्ट कंप्लीशन रेट इज फार हाई.
Right.
And if the course completion rate is there, then people are going to be decent.
Okay.
Problem hota hai ki log drop out kar jaate.
Right.
You want driven people essentially, right? Who are driven, yeah. the people who are driven enough to do it, yeah, वो कर जाएंगे काम.
नहीं, बट अगर अपन हायर एजुकेशन के लेंस में देखें बिटवीन ऑनलाइन एंड ऑफलाइन, से इज आई एम लाइक लेट्स लुक एट द आईआईटी एग्जांपल, राइट?
अगर आईआईटी में ऑफलाइन और ऑनलाइन स्टूडेंट्स में करेंगे देन देयर इज अ डिफरेंस. बट अगर आप बोल रहे हैं कि आईआईटी का ऑनलाइन स्टूडेंट कंपेयर्ड टू लेट्स से कोई गांव का टियर 4 कॉलेज, देन मे बी द आईआईटी गाय विल बी बेटर, मे बी ही विल नो हाउ टू, वी डोंट नो दैट, बट वो फील है, वो लोगों में एटलीस्ट फील है. सो पीपल आर चूजिंग दिस कि मैं गांव में जाके क्यों वो छोटा सा कोर्स करूं जिसको कोई नहीं जानता, मैं एमएटी से ही कर लेता, थोड़ा तो कुछ. सो वी डोंट नो वेदर अगर वही बंदा अपने गांव के स्कूल कॉलेज में पढ़ के विल दैट गाय बी बेटर देन वेदर ही हैड टेकन द एमएटी कोर्स, दैट इज समथिंग वी आर येट टू सी.
Because I guess the true benchmark of higher education still in our country is placement, right? I mean, in terms of success. I mean, I understand ek idealistic scenario mein dekha jaye, but when you look at like mass market like ours, true benchmark to wahi hai. It's a very opaque world. Like generally service delivery to hogi, lekin service fulfillment ke baad jo outcome hai, uska zyada data bhi milta nahi hai. To be fair, barring the marquee names, yeah.
Based on your target segment, especially let's say for higher education and all, there is a migration element as well, right? So which opens up like living costs and rental costs or something. Now that can be quite high as well. That could probably be so that sort of non-tuition based lending for now you can't partnerize that the way you've partnerized.
No, it's a personal loan to their parents,
Which has which offers similar terms to what a student loan, what a tuition loan would be like in terms of pricing.
Personal loan se sasta hoga, but maybe tuition loan se thoda expensive.
Do you see a lot of people who are sort of taking up on those options as well to sort of fund their living expenses because it's important?
College fees itna jyada ho gaya na, so if people get funding for the college fees, they take care of their living expenses. So wo ho raha hai. But some people choose for it.
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. So, I mean, what is the long-term vision here, Bibu? Like, sort of, we're lending to interesting dynamic where there's a big supply-demand mismatch. There's obviously going to be demand for education and prices are going up. So, I mean, all those check in terms of, simple check, our market is growing. What is sort of the idea is to sort of be the number one premium underwriter for any aspirant student who wants to sort of upskill, learn, or go fulfill their degree requirements? And is that sort of the thing, or is it sort of more to even get into sort of an advisory role, even look at sort of helping find the right candidates and personality development angles, because you're already sort of doing a little bit of that, right, and vetting out the right guys, and which is helping you price the product or even disperse it? So I know we're very early, abhi to bahut market capture karna hai, I get that, but how do you sort of see yourself
बाकी सब मार्केट से ये चीज ज्यादा हमें दिखता है इन द हायर एजुकेशन मार्केट. द टाइप ऑफ कस्टमर सेगमेंट्स दैट आर कमिंग देयर, यू वोंट बी एबल टू एवर गिव एनी फॉर्म ऑफ क्रेडिट टू देम इफ यू आर गोइंग बाय देयर डॉक्यूमेंट्स और एनीथिंग. पेनिट्रेशन हो ही नहीं सकता. I think we love it when we are able to give products to customers जिनको कभी भी बैंक दे ही नहीं सकता. So we love it कि हम फार्मर्स को दे पा रहे हैं. We love it कि हम लोग स्मॉल शॉप ओनर्स को दे पा रहे हैं बिकॉज उनका बच्चा अच्छा पढ़ रहा है. Yes, I have other surrogates, but that surrogacy also builds a sort of credit history for that customer segment, right? So मतलब all customer segments are underwritable if the end use is मतलब इट इज फॉर अ प्रॉपर तो वी आर वेरी एक्साइटेड बाय द कॉन्सेप्ट कि वी विल बी एबल टू गिव एजुकेशन लोन्स टू पीपल हु आइदर नेवर हैव हैड एक्सेस टू दैट एजुकेशन लोन प्रोडक्ट एंड मे बी दे वुड हैव टेकन अ सब ऑप्टिमल करियर डिसीजन बिकॉज ऑफ दैट. बिकॉज अब अगर टीयर वन में नहीं होता, टीयर वन में पीपल टेक एस्पिरेशनल डिसीजन. अगर आप टीयर टू टीयर थ्री में जाते हैं ना, पीपल अपने मतलब कितना है उनके पास पैसे उसके हिसाब से डिसीजन करते हैं. मेरे पास तो 4 लाख ही है पर बच्चों को इसी टाइप के कॉलेजेस में पढ़ाऊंगा, तो इसी टाइप के कॉलेजेस में कौन सा बेस्ट है. बट इफ आई कम देयर, मे बी ही विल बी एबल टू टेक दैट स्टूडेंट टू द नेक्स्ट लेवल इफ ही इज गुड एनफ. तो वी आर एक्साइटेड अबाउट दैट अपटिक जो हम दे सकते हैं फैमिली को. तो द ऑब्जेक्टिव इज टू क्रिएट दैट प्रोडक्ट सेगमेंट एंड प्रूव कि डोमेस्टिक एजुकेशन इज इज अ टेनेबल पोर्टफोलियो दैट दैट शुड बी क्रिएटेड एंड एनी ग्रोइंग इकोनॉमी एजुकेशन लोन पेनिट्रेशन शुड बी डीप
इनफ.
मतलब अगर आप कहीं पर डेवलप्ड कंट्री का देखेंगे नॉट यूरोपियन कंट्रीज, यूरोपियन कंट्रीज में लोन एजुकेशन लोन्स आर नॉट अ बिग मार्केट, इट्स मोर सोशलिस्ट इन कंस्ट्रक्ट, दे हैव सोशलिस्ट आउटलुक टुवर्ड्स एजुकेशन. बट यूएस मार्केट आफ्टर हाउसिंग लोन एजुकेशन लोन इज द सेकंड लार्जेस्ट लोन सेगमेंट बिकॉज वो बहुत अगर एक फैमिली के लाइफ टाइम पे आपको खर्चे देखेंगे सबसे ज्यादा हाउस में खर्चा करता है उसके बाद एजुकेशन में ही आ जाता है. आप 20 साल का उसके एक्सपेंस देखिए. तो एजुकेशन लोन पेनिट्रेशन शुड बी गुड इनफ सो दैट वी आर एबल टू एंश्योर कि हमारे जो नेक्स्ट जनरेशन है दे आर बी एजुकेटेड टू द मोस्ट ऑप्टिमम लेवल दैट दे शुड बी एजुकेटेड. सो वी आर एक्साइटेड बाय दैट. सो वी डोंट नो वेयर वी विल एंड अप एट बट हम लोग इसी पे ही फोकस करना चाहते हैं बिकॉज इसमें बहुत चीजें बिल्ड करना बाकी है. डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन बाकी है, अंडर राइटिंग लाइक आई सेड वी बिलीव कि वी हैव we have a process to figure it out. Liability side figure out karne hai, lambe term ke loan hai. Housing loan ke liye to government has put in a lot of like NHB and all are there who gives good form of liquidity to for long term loans which are being given in the form of housing loan. But education ke liye waisa nahi hai. To hume equity raise karna hai, kaise lenders ko convince kare ki matlab hum pe bharosa karenge to it will prove out to be a portfolio at par with what they have seen in housing loans and all. So there is a long journey to play.
Yeah, that's interesting because you know, like housing mein the asset mein subjectivity kam hai. Asset ghar hai, pata hai value kya hai. 10 log bata denge, you'll probably converge to the same price. But education as an asset is not very intuitive, right? I mean, there's so much subject. So it's
mujhe debt capital raise karne mein bahut issues hai. But we need to figure those things out. We are working on a couple of models with banks, with our lenders. We have figured it out to the scale that we are at, but figuring it out at a 6,000, 7,000 crore level is something that we are excited about.
Vibhul, last point, you briefly mentioned about fundraising. I mean, now you've raised around like 40 million, I think, to date.
We raised around 35 million in the last one. Usse pehle, I think, 38.
But not, like you obviously aspire to be, like you started as a DSA, then you moved towards the FLDG model. Now probably you're going towards a very full service lending model.
We just got one of our subsidiary got the NBFC license. So we have started conducting business with them. We want to do anything.
But lending is very interesting because lending is not the most venture friendly play, right? I mean, especially if it's not like if it's not the Flipkart embedded finance play at all. तो नहीं है, right? So,
but it's not venture friendly, but it is PE friendly. So if you are
absolutely, but that was your, but that you were clear about that from day one, or you when you hit the market, you kind of got that feedback and you sensed
rejections के बाद पता चला कि
because इसमें तो सब execution and team है, right? I mean it's process, correct? The more and more you do,
process underwriting बाद में पता चलता है हमने जो किया है वो सही है कि नहीं. तो there's a long gestation period,
right?
And but once the gestation period ends,
right,
आपको फंड्स की कमी नहीं होगी. There are a lot of PEs because it's a more stable form of business. आप एक दिन में नीचे नहीं जाएंगे, एक दिन में ऊपर नहीं जाएंगे.
Right.
But हाँ, तो नीचे भी नहीं जाएंगे, ऊपर तो नहीं जाएंगे, but नीचे भी नहीं जाएंगे.
Right. Right.
So and it, many people know how to manage NBFC. So there is a lot of talent in the market which you can tap into. So things play out if you are able to survive those initial.
Got it. And I guess with like marquee PE names on the cap table now, kind of attracting wholesale credit also becomes less of a challenge, right? Right.
That's the sell. Track record हो गया तो थोड़ा दिखा सकते.
Right.
What have been the NPS like?
It has been consistently within a 1%.
Oh, very interesting.
Okay.
That's very good.
Right.
Yes, because that's NPA accretive. I mean, accretive dilutive, whichever you look at it for any wholesale lender, right? I mean, you can make that pitch that it brings.
Exactly, and this is an unsecured loan.
Yeah.
Unsecured loan pe 1% NPA is unheard of. So that's why I said ki हमें प्रूफ करना था कि मतलब व्हेन वी if we want to gain the trust, then you have to have a best in class by a large margin. Then only people will start ki aap kuch alag kar rahe hain. Varna wo problem ho jayega.
But on a lighter note, people log ye bolenge ki ठीक है अभी तो एनपीएस सब 1% है लोन बुक जैसे ही बढ़ाओगे आपका एनपीए भी ऊपर भागेगा 2% के ऊपर इट्स ऑलवेज अ ट्रेड ऑफ राइट
इट्स ऑलवेज अ ट्रेड एग्री तो भाई वी विल हैव टू वर्क क्लोजली विद द इकोसिस्टम मेक देम अंडरस्टैंड आवर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट देयर प्रॉब्लम्स आर एंड इफ यू कैन कम अप विद सॉल्यूशंस टू सॉल्व फॉर दैट सो एजुकेशन इंस्टीट्यूट्स के साथ हमारा बहुत इंटरेक्शन इसीलिए प्रॉब्लम सॉल्यूशनिंग पे होता है एंड द सेम थिंग हैपेंस विद आवर लेंडर्स आल्सो प्रॉब्लम सॉल्यूशनिंग कि व्हाट आर देयर What is their fear? Or what are the things that can go wrong for them, they believe? How can we take steps to ensure ki unko wo dar na rahe ya fir unko wo cheez address? So, a lot of problem solving on the institute side as well as the lenders going forward.
Can I ask, like, at what was the point when, like, what was the size of the loan book, let's say, with a best-in-class performance, when institutional funds got interested. This is okay. Now sufficient scale track record hai. Like what was that point?
Chota hi tha hamara size. So around 180-200 crores ka tha portfolio under management. Because it was a fintech model. I'm not saying.
But aapke case mein AUM and loans disbursed mein bahut zyada delta nahi hoga na. Matlab it's kind of like it's not very short. It's
थोड़ा तो मैंने बहुत सारे लोन्स कर चुके थे तो आई वुड हैव डिसबर्स्ड अराउंड 500 करोड़ का लोन एंड 200 वाज द आउटस्टैंडिंग एट दैट पॉइंट बट वो 500 करोड़ का रिपेमेंट पैटर्न कैन गिव यू एन आइडिया कि हाँ भाई ये कुछ अलग कर रहे हैं 500 करोड़ एंड दैट टू ट्रांसलेट इन टू एवरेज टिकट साइज ऑफ 1 to 1.5 lakhs
राइट
तो So number of students was also quite large.
Very, very, very high volume.
50,000 students pe humne prove kar rakha. 50,000 customer set pe we had proven ki we can do the underwriting and the collections.
So when you were at sort of like 500 crores, usme se matlab aapke book pe to sirf mere khayal se wo jitna FLDG ka jitna 15% ya jo bhi aapka average tha, that is the exposure. Baki sab partner.
200 crore pe to FLDG we provided on the outstanding because wahi risk hota hai. So 200 crore pe मेरे लेंडर्स वेर आल्सो वेरी सपोर्टिव अप टू वेरी फ्रैंक व्हेन दे सॉ कि एक्चुअली हमारा एनपीए इज नॉट व्हाट अदर पीपल वर डूइंग दे वर रेडी टू आल्सो रिड्यूस द एफएलडीजी सो एफएलडीजी गाइडलाइन से पहले ही हमारे एफएलडीजी वेर एट दैट 5% ओके परसेंट लेवल तो 200 करोड़ पे मेरा मतलब 8 करोड़ का कैपिटल तो वो जो 12 करोड़ रेज किया था
No, this was very interesting, Bibhu. And thanks a lot. I think we are all smarter about education lending by the end of this chat. And you know, wish you all the best for bigger and more significant milestones in the future. We'll be obviously tracking and looking at things from the sidelines and cheering you. No, thank you so much for your time. This is Nikhil Arora with me, Sharad Tupran, signing off.